True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Good morning. As baseball season is back, we got it on the TV here. 6 a.m. in Tokyo. Well, 6 a.m. here. They're playing right now in Tokyo.
Yeah. Cubs up 1-0. About ready to give the defending champs their first loss of the season. Yeah,
we'll see. They're mortal. Benetti on the call, by the way. Look.
At least he's getting his warm-up.
Yeah, there you go. And we're gearing up for the Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
Week from Thursday. The Jace Young thing yesterday. Are you sensing kind of a theme here? We had pitching chaos last year. Feels like it's going to be lineup chaos this year.
It's how it's going to start. Well, it was lineup chaos all of last year. I asked AJ that. You know, they have no definitive one, especially with Parker Meadows out. And when Parker Meadows was sent down to AAA last year, it was a cast of characters at one. You have no idea who then's going to follow it too. It's really going to be, okay, right-handed or left-handed pitcher. It's going to be matchup dependent on what they're doing with the lineup. And hopefully at some point, it looks like Spencer Torkel is going to be on the opening day roster, whether it's first,
DH,
third, DH, outfield.
He's not going to play third.
Well, I mean, he has that in his background.
Sure.
But it's, and if we're talking, you know, chaos, who in the hell knows? But the lineup is absolutely going to be chaos.
No, I'm not. Okay. Maybe I should phrase it differently. Platooning, cool. Not knowing who's going to play half the positions on your baseball team,
yeah, not cool.
Who's the center fielder on this team? Who's the third baseman on this team? Who's the shortstop on this team? I guess Trey Sweeney. John, I don't know. Who's playing?
I don't know. Has the nerve woken up yet? Do we have an update on the nerve?
Yeah.
Because if that happens, it feels like that's the linchpin to put everybody back in their right positions.
You bump somebody back, yeah.
Yeah, Parker Meadows. At center, now you've got a definitive center fielder and you've got a leadoff hitter. You put Riley Green in left, whoever you want in right.
Based on pitching matchup.
Yeah. Right. Correct.
All right, just to prove our point here, let's play a little game.
Mm-hmm.
MLB.com posted the Tigers projected lineup for opening day last night.
Mm-hmm.
Who's leading off?
Riley Green.
John?
Gleyber Torres.
Jim, you don't have it right yet.
So he's right then.
No, neither one.
Oh, we're going back and forth. Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, Cole Keith.
No.
Oh,
you're proving the point. This is hilarious.
McKinstry.
No.
Please don't say.
Javi Baez.
No.
Name a Tiger.
Wenciel Perez.
Yes.
There you go.
In Boom. Center field.
Yeah.
This is the frustration. Now, we thought the frustration was simply going to be, you know, who is going to be playing third base? And we found out, you know, a little too late that all the eggs were in the Bregman basket. Bregman decided he wouldn't want to come to Detroit. So then it was the excitement about a young prospect, Jace Young. And he has had an awful spring training. In fact, so bad that they've already sent him down to AAA.
Yeah, did you think that was interesting, too, that they didn't give him another
couple days?
Yeah, give or take.
I think they saw, credit to them of not forcing the situation. I don't think there was anything that was going to happen in the next week to make them think that, okay, yeah, opening day, we want him to be, you know, our starting third baseman, whether it's in the field or at the plate, mostly at the plate.
The quote from AJ yesterday on Jace Young, his timing was off almost entirely. Even the first day, I know he ambushed a couple balls to the pull side. He just didn't make the adjustment timing-wise to make this team. That's tough news to deliver. It's tougher news to take. He was pretty blunt about it.
Sure. Okay, that's master of the obvious.
Yeah.
No coach, especially if you like a young player, you like who they are, you like how they're working, and you don't want to send a guy down. Because you want the best for your guys.
You also don't want to sugarcoat it.
Right. And I don't think AJ is the guy that's going to really ever sugarcoat anything. And that's, as a player, that's all you want from your coach, your manager, whoever is leading your team, whoever's making this decision or delivering the news, is shoot it to me straight. Don't blow smoke and then I end up in the same spot. Just tell me exactly what it is that I'm not doing, why you're sending me down. And don't beat around the bush. Just do it.
See, I think it was so bad that maybe he was going to have a start like Meadows did last year. Remember when Meadows went down? He was hitting under 100. Like, this team can't withstand that in the lineup right now because it's got other problems.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's giving up on Jace Young. You bring up the Parker Meadows point. There's going to be an opportunity for Jace at some point this season if he's hitting to get to Detroit and make an impact.
Could also be a lesson that they learned last year because of what happened with Parker Meadows. Let's not repeat that with Jace Young.
But this is where it gets dicey, is when over a year ago we were told that this guy was so good that you couldn't possibly add a veteran because you'd be blocking Jace Young. He still isn't ready, and that's okay. But what's not okay is not having a plan at third base.
That was Vierling.
So it's the injuries, the reason we're doing the lineup chaos.
Well, it's part of it. It's part of the equation. Yes, I thought he was signed a third baseman.
He seemed to be more of a right field option for them, who could play third base.
An ideal world, yes. But we all know Vierling has that ability. Like, part of the Swiss Army knife is he can play in a lot of different positions. But Vierling is not available. Parker Meadows is not available, both due to injury. Now, all of a sudden, it does. That's why it's a razor-thin roster in regards to what happens if those guys are injured.
Yeah, I mean, Matt Vierling's 28 years old, and I believe he'd only played like 75 games at third base in his career.
Right.
Not saying he couldn't do it, but that's a really tough spot when now you're going, all right, it's Zach McKinstry, Javi Baez, Andy Ibañez against lefties, but that's going to only be like 25% of the time. Most starters are righties. They don't have someone who can play third base and hit right-handed pitching right now. Their roster's built very odd, and I know AJ, maybe this is the question to people, do you just trust that AJ is going to tinker his way to a winning record again this season? Because it is odd. They're very left-handed, but at the same time, they don't have someone who can play third base at all right now.
Well, so last year it was all about the pitching chaos. That was the headline. And part of that was because you felt like you had to win once every 5 days with Tarek Skubal, and most of the time you did. He was a Cy Young Award winner. And early on in the season, it was Jack Flaherty. And now, all of a sudden, we still think at the end of the pitching rotation, while going into the season, you've got a number of good options. They will, you know, he will institute pitching chaos, what, once every 5 days? Maybe it's once every 10 days because you just, you know, it's matchup dependent. But last year, what was overshadowed was A.J. Hinch pulling all the right strings at the right time of subbing guys in, pinch hitting, pitch running. And every game, it felt like there was a different lineup. Now, we were focused on the batting lineup, but it will be position dependent this year because of the injuries. And if Vierling doesn't come back, like, this is where I still think they've got to address the situation. They're going to have to do it through trade. Free agency is over. You're not going to have Jace Young to start the season with, and you're hoping, hey, he goes down there, finds his timing, makes those adjustments quickly. But if that doesn't happen, you're going to have to address it through a trade.
Tom, who was the third baseman in this projected lineup for the Tigers opening day?
Hang on.
Okay. I got a couple ticket tags. This one says, Javi playing third could be a diamond in the rough.
Yes, that is possible.
Well, I think that's something we're trying to talk ourselves into more than it is a likely outcome.
But it is a much more normal transition to go from short to third. It's not like that doesn't happen on a regular basis.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And this texter says, the fact that we're describing the Tigers lineup as chaos tells me they are a team of ragamuffins. It's the last time you heard someone use the word.
Yeah.
Use that word all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah, I tell my daughter that.
That she is
you, a... If you don't brush your hair, you look like a ragamuffin. Mm-hmm.
Tigers, if you don't find a third baseman, you're going to be a team of ragamuffins.
Yes. It is literally the Bad News Bears.
So they have Ibanez at third.
Okay, because it'll be a lefty like Lee Snell on the bump, which makes sense.
Javi would be at shortstop.
The other issue isn't just at the plate, it's also defensively. Like, think about this lineup. You're so much stressed at center field without Parker Meadows. It's going to weaken you in the corner if you bump Riley. You're already going to be weaker in the corner. They don't love Kerry Carpenter in the outfield. Torkelson's learning the outfield. Jahan is still kind of new to the outfield. And then we get to the infield, where Gleyber Torres led all of second basemen in errors last season, followed by Colt Keith, who's learning a new position. Are you sensing a theme here? Javi Baez is playing a position he hasn't played regularly since 2018. He's already got a couple errors over there. Like, it's not just at the plate. It's great that you're going to shuffle everybody around, but if nobody has a home and nobody can field their position, this pitching staff's going to be looking around going, another base runner because you can't field a ball?
Right. That's the disappointing part is, hey, a ground ball is still a great pitch. It's still a pitcher doing his job, but if you boot it at second base or if you boot it at third base or you can't make a scoop at first, what good is being able to – the swing and miss is ideal. Are they just simply relying on
strikeouts.
Swing and miss?
Yeah. And they got some good strikeout pitchers, but that is a tough – road ahead. Let us know, how do you guys feel about it? We saw pitching chaos. It sure feels like it'll be lineup chaos for the Tigers when they break camp and play a week from Thursday. Tiger baseball on the horizon. We ended last year on a high, one game away from the ALCS. City was alive again. Baseball's back. Yet here we are after a full offseason looking at the lineup and saying, oh, it's going to be lineup chaos this season. And some of that is injury. Parker Meadows, Matt Vierling. It doesn't change the reality of it. Going into this season, they don't have much solidified across the diamond.
No.
I mean, we know Jake Rogers will catch Tarek Skubal. We know Gleyber Torres is going to play damn near every day at second base. Riley Green will play most days somewhere in the outfield.
Jake Rogers is going to catch Tarek Skubal.
Yeah, I said that, and I think that's it. I think everything else is very much up in the air. And I think the biggest source of all of this is third base. As you noted, Torque was drafted as a third baseman, has not played there professionally. Colt Keith at one point was a third baseman. Issues with his arm, they've moved him to the right side of the infield. Justin Henry Reloy was at one point a third baseman. Couldn't stick there with the glove, so they've bumped him.
I think there's a world if Spencer Torkelson, and this may be Matt Vierling, I think, is going to be out long term. And I know that Gov had mentioned that it might be a season. He kind of feels it's more of a season issue. Parker Meadows, whenever this nerve wakes up, if he's able to play in center, then I think there's a world where if Spencer Torkelson is able to hit, he's your first baseman, and they move Colt Keith over to third. And because they've got Gleyber Torres, you're not going to move Gleyber Torres.
No.
And he's only here for a one-year deal. But I think Colt Keith, having that in his background more recently than just about anybody else, even though he does have issues with his arm, the question will be, does that leave Colt Keith, because maybe he can't make some of those throws, vulnerable to an arm event?
What about Keith in right field?
Yeah, I think someone texted in about that, said put Keith in right field and Torque at first.
It seems like it would be, because we always talk about his athletic ability at second.
But
at
the arm, if you don't feel like you got the arm for third, the arm for the outfield, you get stuck at first. I think it's very telling that they're putting him at first base. Read into that what you will, he's a right side of the infield guy. That's kind of code for noodle arm, right?
Yeah, I mean, people criticized him for being able to make throws to first base last year from second. So, look, this is comical what we're doing here. My concern is that this thing could go south if they don't get at least one of the outfielders healthy. I don't know. Who's supposed to lose? Who loses two outfielders? Yeah. Guys that are going to hit top five, top six in your lineup. Maybe your leadoff hitter. Probably your leadoff hitter for a long term and has success. I think you can put Band-Aids on this for 30 to 45 days.
But it's a brutal 30 to 45-day stretch to start the season.
But I'm going to tell you something right now. I think people undervalue center field defense in baseball. It's, to me,
especially in that ballpark.
Yeah, right. It is. He prevented runs last year. Several of them. That won them games and got them in it. I think Parker Meadows was the most important player why they made the playoffs and made that run last year. I do.
You could argue it for sure.
I mean, he hit what? It wasn't around 280.
He was a linchpin, right? Lefty bat that could face righties, top of the order, steal bases, run the bases, steal home runs. Yeah, he was kind of everywhere.
It's going to hurt the pitching.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing.
Which is the whole thing. I mean, that's the one thing that maybe keeps you from jumping off the ledge, is they're going to have a great rotation. But if you can't score runs and you're booting balls in the field, you're going to waste. And that was a huge frustration last year, was wasting a really good rotation. I think the rotation's better, but it can make it even more agonizing if that doesn't materialize in wins and losses. And we're still scuffling when we get to May and June and July.
Especially if it takes the bats a little while to heat up. If you boot the ball at third base and it leads to a single run, you know, and a Tarek Skubal start, and he only gives up one run, but if the bats take too long to heat up, now you're losing games 1-0. That's part of the issue that we had at the beginning of last season that was so maddening. Jack Flaherty, what did he have? I forget what it was. His mom was in the stands, and he retired the first 13 batters, and I think 8 or 9 of them were strikeouts. They lose the game. 2-0, 1-0. Like, that is the ultimate frustration.
So, Tom, to answer your question, yes, there is concern that this goes south.
Right. I think if neither one of them come back, it'll be impossible to sustain without a trade.
On top of the third base issues and the fact that they have a bunch of guys with no defensive home.
Right. You build a baseball defense, catcher, second and short, you want strong. Up the middle. And then center field. And there's questions that Torres is below average. Mm-hmm. Maybe Javi can play average. Or Sweeney combined, maybe they can. That's what I'm saying. And then center field becomes a huge difference because of Meadows' speed.
So again, the Javi stuff, the might, maybe, is doing heavy lifting. He was a minus defender a year ago. I think what's more likely is he's booting balls on the left side of the infield.
So I think it's more likely that whatever this surgery was supposed to heal, like the flexibility of the hips, I think it pays off more, obviously, in the field than it does at the plate.
And so he's passable on the infield, but then at the plate.
So maybe he's improved defensively at that shortstop position, but are you even going to be able to have him at shortstop because he's got to play third because you have no other third baseman?
Right. I think if Meadows and Vierling both are, let's say they both go 60-day DL, I hope not. But if they do, I think Torque will have to contribute for them to have success.
Let me raise a question.
He's going to have to be a big time contributor.
Right, because they need to score more runs because their defense is going to be hurt. Mm-hmm.
does Scott have to make a trade at that point?
I just said that. I literally...
Are we allowed to ask that of Scott, or, I mean...
That's why I don't want to completely say, oh, I've got grave concern, because there would have to be moves to be made, but, you know, I look at Meadows, for example. Here's a guy, okay, so if there's a 50-50 ball hit to the outfield and he's on third base, they're sending him. Wenzel Perez? I don't know.
Maybe.
That's a run.
Maybe.
They're
aggressive last year, so probably, yes.
I mean, they were 54-28 when Meadows played last year.
And my reaction wasn't that I'm not mad at you for saying the same thing I just said, but I think that's where Tigers fans are getting to as we get closer to opening day is, okay, you didn't sign Bregman. Fine. You put a great offer out there. But what are you what is the backup plan? Because you can't plan for every injury. Injuries will devastate a team. We learned that with the Detroit Lions. It is going to be the same thing in every sport, but you've got to be able to have competent backup plans. And if you don't have young players that are ready to step in to bring up from AAA, then you have to go out there and find out. Maybe you're going to have to trade one of those prospects for a proven third baseman.
Yeah. I think that's just the thing with Scott is everybody can celebrate the prospect pool, which I'll give him credit for, right? They have the number one prospect pool in America. They're not all going to translate, but I get it. That's currency in baseball, and I'll give Scott Harris credit for that. I think what he did last year at the deadline, trading Flaherty and then getting him back, shows that he's elevated the organization. They're an appealing organization, and he knows what he's doing. Having said all that, third base has been an albatross for three seasons with Scott Harris.
With Scott Harris, longer than
I was going to say, we can go back. I mean, and Gator gave us a history lesson yesterday in crosstalk, but you can go all the way back to Fryman. I mean, we can really take this thing back.
Travis.
But you signed Gleyber Torres to a one-year deal, and at the time we said you needed the bat, so I understood. But then it displaced Keith, which displaces Torque, which creates this cascading effect on your defense. And how much better are they at the plate? They didn't land the signature bat that we all had pointed to, and it didn't have to be Bregman. Remember, there were five or six names when the offseason started. They went laser-focused tunnel vision on Bregman. Don't blame us for them going laser-focused tunnel vision on Bregman and not getting him. To not have a backup plan, the injuries are only going to make that more obvious, but it was going to be a problem regardless. So, Scott... If you get to the start of the season and you're looking around going, I got a bunch of ragamuffins, was the ticket text word. Do something about it. You're the president of baseball operations.
Hey, it's you can't just sit there and start the season and say, well, you're not going to win a division in late March, early April, going into May, but you could sure dig yourself a big enough hole.
And we've seen that
story. You can't dig out of.
Like last year, they got off to the hottest start they had under AJ in April. But the story for most of AJ's tenure here has been
awful starts.
And to Tom's point, I think that's on the table here, and I am concerned.
And some things that maybe can happen. Like what if Colt Keith really rounds into form hitting-wise?
Yeah.
Consistent, doesn't have those slumps, you know? Like last year, Jim pointed out all the time, it was a roller coaster. Good month, bad month, good 3 weeks, bad 3 weeks, you know? If that, what impact that has on the win-loss column if that can become more consistent?
Texter says, get Tom Brookins in here. Is he still available?
Oh, come on. Isn't that cross the line now in terms of, like, going too old?
Yes.
I think that was the point.
That was the humor.
Yes.
I mean, we could have gone further back if you'd like. What was Valeni's sighting a few weeks back?
Lou we start back. Getting dangerous here in terms of these people alive.
Bring Lou back, and you know, it gets one more season in, and then we could put him back on the ballot. I mean, that's the hilarity of that
but
text.
Gleyber stuck a second.
It's no Mike Schmidt. Anyway, we got two Grand Slam.
Tram. We bring Tram back at short.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.